For some businesses on Cape Cod, the July 4th weekend was an antidote to the June doldrums. Relentless rain had discouraged tourists from heading to the Cape last month, causing hotel cancellations and empty seats in restaurants. But the situation may have turned around a bit this past weekend, as businesses catered to last-minute travelers encouraged by the good weather. For more on the expectations for the remainder of the summer tourism season on the Cape, we turn to Deborah Converse. She is the president and CEO of the Hyannis Area Chamber of Commerce. Deborah Converse, thanks for speaking with us on Morning Edition.
Well, thanks for calling.
Tell us, how did July 4th, that weekend, pan out for area businesses?
It started on Thursday. People were here. People were partying late in the night, if the clubs are any indication. And the weather was fabulous.
You know, some are reporting increases of 10 to 30% compared to your year ago. Is that about it?
Well, I think retail is about even with last year, which they seem to be pleased with, because I think headed into the season, people were cautiously optimistic, saying, well, if we're even, that's good. If we're down a little, that's good. It does seem that people were 80 to 90% full, so you can say 10 to 20% off a little bit this year, yes.
Well, that still was better than some had expected. What were some of the reasons that businesses did do better?
I think it's the weather, totally the weather. We had, as you know and as you mentioned, the difficult June, and people were canceling at the last minute. And this year we found that people are reserving later, and it's even later than it was last year, and it was later, so at the very last minute. So it sort of goes the gamut between restaurants being spotty and for lunch, but booked for dinner, and then hoteliers being 80 to 90% of last year.
Now, this weekend was relatively good. Can such a weekend like that offset such a dismal June, or will it take several more weeks of increases to make up for all that was lost in June?
It's going to take July and August, definitely. The restaurants in particular have been giving deals, really good deals down here, by the way. People are looking for inexpensive entertainment, which we have all over the Cape. So I think that's what people aren't looking to make a lot of money this year. They're looking to stay even and stay open.
And right now, your expectations for the rest of July and August?
Well, as long as the weather is good, we're pretty positive. I hadn't realized how difficult June would be. It was kind of the double whammy with the economy being in question, although we thought we'd do well because we're a drive destination for several large metropolitan areas. You know, people are coming down and the streets are busy. The roads are certainly busy, but traffic is flowing well.
Are people spending?
That is the question. You know, retail does seem to be flat compared to last year, or flat with, you know, equal to last year, which is a good sign to us. They're not spending big. You know, I think a lot of our retail businesses stocked up a little lower price point in some of their merchandise. Some of them intentionally went out and didn't buy the higher end items.
Are businesses going to be happy just to break even compared to a year ago? Are any of them expecting growth in the coming months?
None seem to be expecting growth. That's why throughout, even turning into June, people were cautiously optimistic, would have been happy if they were breaking even or maybe down a little. They aren't looking for growth at all. They're, again, just looking to stay even and stay alive.
I guess the bad news is the National Weather Service says July expects to be above average in rainfall this year.
That's what I'm looking out today, and I'm noticing the clouds again. People are kind of dressing for the weather, looking for indoor things to do as well as outdoor things. The beach is our claim to fame, but there's still small museums to visit, different things to do with kids indoors and outdoors. So I think if people can just prepare themselves for whatever the weather is and just have a good time anyway, you know, that's possible too.
Deborah Converse, thank you.
Thank you.
Deborah Converse is the president and CEO of the Hyannis Area Chamber of Commerce.